بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كتاب الاستغفار. The second last chapter of the kitab, and it is on istighfar, seeking forgiveness from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And this chapter, it is entitled Bab al-Amri bil-Istighfar wa Fadlihi. This chapter is the command that we must ask forgiveness and the virtues of asking for forgiveness. Yeah, an interesting and very important point is that if we make a mistake, then we have to ask for forgiveness, but here we are commanded by Allah to ask for forgiveness. So that shows the great mercy and kindness of Allah Ta'ala also, and also it teaches us that Allah Ta'ala knows that we are going to make mistakes. In fact, it comes clearly in one hadith that if nobody commits any sin, Allah will destroy those people and bring people who will commit sins so that Allah can forgive them. Allah loves to forgive, and Allah Ta'ala knows that we are very weak and we will commit sins. So Allah Ta'ala commands us to ask for forgiveness. And there are great virtues in asking for forgiveness. Usually if a person asks for forgiveness, he did wrong to somebody, then there aren't any virtues in asking yet to ask for forgiveness. But here we are commanded to ask for forgiveness, and then there are great, great virtues of it also. And as explained by ulama, that a person can get tired committing sins, but Allah won't get tired forgiving a person. And in the ayat of the Quran Sharif, where Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَىٰ مَا فَعَلُوا, those people who do not insist and persist in doing what the wrong they are doing. And yeah, it means, the ulama have written, that if a person commits the same sin 100 times a day, even more than that, but every time he asks for forgiveness, he won't be regarded as a dead person who persists in committing that sin. As soon as a person asks properly for asking for forgiveness, Allah Ta'ala forgives that person. And he won't be counted amongst those people who are persisting and insisting on committing the sin. Ulama have a slight distinction. Normally we take it as the same istighfar and tawbah. Normally we take it as the same thing, but a slight difference between the two is that istighfar is for the sins that we have committed in the past. We ask for forgiveness. Allah forgives the sin, but the completion is by tawbah. Tawbah is the determination, a strong resolve, a promise that I won't commit that sin again. Yeah, also ulama have written, at the time of making tawbah, which are special occasions also, like the 15th of Shaban, big nights, etc. And like that all the time also, that a person must also resolve at that time when he's making tawbah, Ya Allah, I'll never commit this sin again. Even if he knows within him, I'm so weak, I will commit it. I know I'm going to commit. But at that time he resolves, I won't commit that sin. Then that is his tawbah is also complete. So, and tawbah has got great, great virtues of their own also. So we are commanded of making istighfar also and tawbah also. The completion of it is, which ulama have written, of four conditions. The one is that a person must come out of that sin which he is in. We cannot, while committing a sin, while being in a sin, and we ask for forgiveness, this is like regarding playing a fool. That you are in the sin, first you have to come out of that sin which you are in. At that moment when you are making tawbah and istighfar, you must not be in that sin. The second is, we must realize I have done wrong. Sometimes, like many occasions, with students, with their teachers, they ask for forgiveness, but they are not convinced they have done wrong. Or even it may be husband-wife relation, anywhere else. A person just to keep the peace is asking for forgiveness. Not that he understands that I have done wrong. But Allah, whatever wrong we have done, we must understand that I have done wrong. And not justify ourselves. Whatever we are in, don't justify ourselves. We are wrong and we must accept that. The third is that firm resolve and that promise that I won't commit the sin again. And as mentioned, even if we know my weakness that I will commit it, but at that time that we make a firm intention that I'm not going to commit it. And the fourth is that if there are any rights that are left upon us, we must fulfill those rights. With regard to Allah Ta'ala, normally the ulama have written with regard to fellow people. But even with Allah Ta'ala, for example, we have got qaza namazes. Now it doesn't mean we make tawbah istighfar, our past qaza namazes are forgiven. No, we must start making those qaza namazes. We won't be able to make them immediately all, but we start making. And if we have got, for example, rozas which are qaza, especially women folk, they must usually monthly rozas, their rozas they have to must a few. So all those qaza rozas we must make up for. In the same way, zakat, qurbani, whatever else there is with regard to Allah Ta'ala. With regard to fellow people, we fought with somebody, we insulted somebody, we backbited about somebody, we stole somebody's money, we are owing a person money, we're not paying him back. All those things also we have to settle. The minute a person has done that, then he must have itminan. That I have now, well, I have done that, and now he mustn't keep on. We are not created to remember our sins. We are created to remember Allah Ta'ala. Now he must get along remembering Allah and praising Allah and doing his ibadat, etc. So with those conditions, the sins of a person will get forgiven. And Allah is so kind that he has left this door of istighfar and tawbah open until we are in the throes of death. Until we are now sure we are going to die, till that time Allah has kept his doors open. Or when Qiyamah will come, if it comes in our days, if Qiyamah comes, when the clear signs of Qiyamah will come, the final sign, then Tawbah won't be accepted. But so we all have got this opportunity. A person must never lose mercy. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. You must never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. If we look at our life, our sins, then we feel very depressed. But look at the mercy of Allah, and we must have every hope. And Allah has forgiven what kinds of people. Person who had committed 100 murders, Allah forgives that person. A person, a bad woman, evil woman who sells herself, just giving a dog water to drink, Allah forgave her also. And there are so many other incidents how Allah Ta'ala forgives, so we must never lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Also, we like to be forgiven, but we don't like to forgive. Whatever wrong we have done, we must be forgiven. But somebody has done wrong to us, we don't want to forgive that person. That also should not be in us. We should learn to forgive also. That we want to be forgiven, and we must forgive also. So this quality Allah loves very much. So much so, it comes in a hadith. If somebody asks you for forgiveness, forgive that person. And there are warnings that if somebody asks you for forgiveness and you still don't forgive that person. Some of us, we say, I won't forgive you till the day of Qiyamah. That shouldn't be the case. And normally that happens between husband-wife relation. They were so close, they loved one another so much. Now why so much of enmity that we don't want to forgive at all? And if we forgive, Allah will forgive us also. May Allah bless us with this great command of Allah and a great blessing of Allah Ta'ala to seek forgiveness.